Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. We're going to read this devotional right now, and then we're going to talk about it. This is one of the topics we speak about the most here, and it's so important. So please, please listen to this. We're going to start off with a scripture in Matthew 6, 34. The name of this devotional is Sufficient for Today. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow has its own worries. Each day has enough of its own trouble. Matthew 6, 34. Listen closely, loved one. Yahweh says exactly what he means, and he means exactly what he says. And he knows that to raise children, it takes repeating his words. Deuteronomy 4, 9 to 10, Deuteronomy 6, verse 7, and Deuteronomy 11, verse 19. And sometimes a rod as well, Proverbs 13, 24. If he says that you should not be worried about tomorrow, then any concern for the future will be absent of his anointing. Meditate over and over on these words. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving present yourselves and your request to the Mighty One. And the peace of the Mighty One, which transcends all understanding, will guard the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of your hearts and your minds. In the Messiah Yeshua, that's Philippians 4, 6. If you are instructed to not be anxious or worried about anything, then losing your peace or having anxiety over your desires, hopes, or concerns for the future is foolishness. He is your everything today and your everything tomorrow. Trust in Yahweh and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself in Yahweh. He shall grant you, assign to you the desires of your heart. Psalms 37, verses 3 and 4. Do you get how powerful this is? Do you have no need for anxiety about your future, because Yahweh is both assigns and desires your heart, and that he guards them and grants them? If you are living in obedience, you can be confident that the very desires you have in your heart were in place there by the Mighty One will also be fulfilled by him. The king shall have joy in your strength, O Yahweh, and your salvation, how greatly shall be rejoiced. You have given him his heart's desire and have not withheld the request of his lips, Psalms 21, verses 1 and 2. You should have no anxiety about tomorrow, but this does not mean that you should not cultivate a vision of what Yahweh has for you and the purpose for why you were created. Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keeps the Torah, happy is he, Proverbs 29, 18. There is a call on your life, and the obedience to that call brings happiness and joy. Besides, the gifts of Yahweh are invocable. Romans 11, 29. The desires that he placed in your heart are due the very clues which identify your calling. Defy your purpose and cultivate Yahweh's wisdom for you. I know the plans I have for you, declares Yahweh. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans that give you a hope and a future, Jeremiah 29:11. And the key is assuring that your desires are his desires, is to be a man after the heart of Yahweh, Acts 13:22. It is the key of David. I will place on his shoulder the key to the house of David. What he opens, no one can shut. And what he shuts, no one can open, Isaiah 22, verse 22 and Revelation 3, 7. When you are after the heart of Yahweh, you have in your hand the keys to the kingdom. Those keys unlock Yahweh's vision for your life and help define your purpose. However, One thing above all will ensure that you have no worries about tomorrow. It is to be satisfied with your cup being filled by the Almighty alone. If your happiness, peace, and contentment require a new job or perhaps a better marriage, then your hope is in idols, something other than Him. It says that your emotional stability is subject to your physical and emotional satisfaction from people or things. To the contrary, when you are complete in Him, everything else is provided automatically. Matthew 6:33. The mind, the heart, longs for nothing else, needs nothing else, and is utterly and overwhelmingly satisfied with Yahweh alone. If today you cry out for Him to be your everything, to love Him and His will alone, then you will find that you have more than you could ask for or imagine. Ephesians 3:20. It will be too glorious to even think about tomorrow. Hallelujah. Praise Yah for this wonderful word today that's so excited and so true. Oh, thank you, Father Yahweh, for this word. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for your truth. Now, I've read this many times before here at the Suffwell Devotional Series. All of the scriptures about fear and anxiety, and maybe we'll have time to get into those today. But I want to take this to a deeper level, a deeper understanding. I tell you often, there's a spiritual battle going on for our souls. It's an important message, whether you believe this or not, it's real and it's true. And this great book that I love to read from called The Biblical Foundations to Freedom really cover this topic so well, but the scriptures itself cover the topic so well. The thing is to understand that there's a spiritual battle consistently going on in our minds. It says in Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the rules, and against the darkness of this world, against the spiritual weakness in high places. Our enemies are not other people, but Satan and his demons. There are two totally opposed kingdoms at war, and we are the prize. Ephesians names the spiritual war, and we have no choice about participating. Let us accept this fact and become educated how to win instead of living in defeat. He that is within us is greater than he is that is in this world, John 1 John verse 4:4. We will always win when we do things Yahweh's way. We will always lose if we do things our own way. Wow. Wow. Understand this and listen to me closely right now. It is very, very clear in scripture that there is a world out there that goes beyond our physical world. It's an unseen world of spirituality. And there's battles taking place every single day. And on one side, you have Yahweh. And you have Yahshua. That's one team. And the other side, you have this former angel, this fallen angel called Satan. And there's many demons that he uses. Many fallen angels and many demons that have come with him to oppose Yahweh and Yeshua. And this battle is consistently going on. And there are subjects in scripture that explain to us what side of the battle we are choosing. And it's not about picking and choosing. The enemy wants us to completely go over to the side of him. Yahweh and Yeshua says, come completely to my side. For anything less than completeness is choosing the other side. And to man's eyes, it seems impossible that we can escape all these different demons and be completely for Yahweh. But it's very possible, very real. And it's a promise and a guarantee that Yahweh would give us. And we already said it. If you follow Yahweh, you can't go wrong. That's it. That's what it says in the word. If you follow him, you can't go wrong. when I talk about keeping the commandments and the instructions of our Creator, now we're getting down to it. I've said this before. Salvation and works are not necessarily the same thing. We're not saved by our works, but our works keep us from choosing the wrong side and putting us through all these demon-possessed things that we don't have to deal with in our lives. Again, as it said, we will always win when we do things Yahweh's way, and we will always lose in defeat if we do things our own way. We will always win if we do things Yahweh's way. So when we look at the demons and how they engulf us and how they took over our lives, if any of you have any of these things in your lives, You are giving over to the enemy. You are not listening to Yahweh. Somebody that trusts in Yahweh completely should not have these things I'm going to mention right now. And you might have it. They're human characteristics. But Yahweh says we're of a different kingdom. We're to be different. And it is very possible not to have any of these things in your life. The answer is to replace them with everything Yahweh offers in your life. Yahweh offers you the fruits of the Spirit, right? The love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, the gentleness, the goodness, the faith, virtue, purity, wisdom, justice, honesty, the fairness, sincerity, knowledge, understanding, grace, mercy, reliance, forgiveness, compassion, devotion, and truth. You see, when your life is based on these things, you're choosing Yahweh's side. But when you decide to do it your way, you listen to the enemy and his demons possess you and replace things. So instead of love, you have fear. Instead of trust, you know, and faith, you have this anxiety. These are the demon-possessed things people have in life. Things of hatred and jealousy and shame and pride and guilt. All of these are demons that are possessing people today. And it is real and it is true. But one of them, the most common ones of them all, is the principality of fear. The principality of fear is one of the most common things that are overtaking people today. I know people that have so much fear, they literally need to be on, or they don't need to be, but they're literally choosing to be on drugs to get them through the day. How much lack of faith in our Creator can you have? And how much fear in your life that you literally have to be drugged up just to make it through the day? And I see people close to me, family members even, that are in these situations. And I tell you what, the doctors, they give a medical name, or they give a diagnosis or something to make people justify this demon possession. But no, I'm going to say this and say this very clearly. If you trust Yahweh, you should have no fear in your life about anything. People say, well, what about fearing our Creator? The real issue is being in awe of Him. Fear is a kind of a misnomer when we say fear the Lord. No, be in awe of Him, be in awe of Him. You should have no fear in your life, especially a fear of man or things of man, if you're truly trusting in Yahweh. Yes, I'm saying this. Fear is demon possession, and it's a lack of faith in Yahweh's word and a lack of trust in His word. So not only is man not keeping the commandments of our Creator, but one of the greatest commands of our Creator is do not be dismayed. Stop living in fear. Oh, and it's one of the most freeing things in the world. You see, when the Israelites came out of Egypt, even though they were free from Egypt, they were not free from Egypt because they saw the fear of slavery in their mind, many of them, desiring to go back to the flesh pots of Egypt, not knowing what lied ahead of them. But the men in the scriptures that trusted Yahweh had no fear about what lied ahead of them. The men today that are in jail and being persecuted for our Creator have no fear about what lies ahead of them. They take joy knowing that they're obedient to that wonderful creator and he supplies all their needs. All their needs. So you could have that businessman today working his 9-to-5 job with his big mansion and his nice car, taking drugs, trying to just get through the day because of his demon possession of fear. While you could have a man sitting in a dark prison cell in some corner around the world getting tortured every day, living in the greatest joy, knowing that he's listening to Yahweh and he has fear and anxiety about nothing, nothing, nothing. Now we're called to use wisdom in making decisions. But Yahweh is always the way out. Yahweh is always the cure. Yahweh is always the answer. And if you truly trust in him, you can't have fear in your life. You can't have fear in your life. This has become one of the biggest issues. The what ifs and the how comes and the whys. Fear nothing. Faith and love replace fear. Our creator wants us to experience and live by faith and love and have no fear. We shouldn't be thinking about tomorrow and the worries about tomorrow and anxiety about next week. We should trust Yahweh. Now it's not to invest in our lives wisely and be good stewards of the life Yahweh gave us and to come up with a plan of when we go somewhere and we meet somebody, of the things we might say and share how we're going to share our testimony with them and share the great things Yahweh has done for us. We could think ahead in our lives. Nothing wrong with that. But the fear, the what ifs, to fear so much that you can't get out of bed without taking some drug or going to some drink, some alcohol. You know, and the enemy wants people to get hooked on these drugs. I know people that can't make it through the day without smoking marijuana. And the enemy has them believing it's some okay because it's a legal drug. No, you're running away from your desires and your fears when you take things that hallucinate the mind. I know people that can't make it throughout the day without taking some other form of opiate or some other type of drug, and the enemy makes you think it's okay, but the doctor gave you a prescription. No, that's not okay. The problem is you're living against Yahweh's word. And Satan has engulfed you with the principalities of fear, that when you let go of that and you trust Yahweh fully, your health and everything will improve. Do you understand when you're living in fear and anxiety, how the adrenaline in your body and the cortisol and everything just destroys your body physically? Physically? It says in the scripture, we're only to be in awe of our wonderful creator. That's it. That's it. Only in awe of him. And we see the things, the most common things, the four occurrences of little or no faith in scripture. Scripture records four occurrences of little or no faith. Number one, concerning the necessities of life, Matthew 6, verse 30. Concerning the necessities of life, where are these things going to come from? Because we desire in this country to live with big things and a lot of things, and nobody understands how little we truly need. And Yahweh says, regardless, he's going to meet all our needs. All our needs. I'm not telling you to be homeless, but I'm telling you homeless people are in high anxiety right now, how they're going to pay their mortgage and for this four cars in the driveway and all their other things, fancy things they have in their life if they lose their job. I'm not telling you to be homeless or not to have a car, but I'll tell you, you live within your means and trust Yahweh that he provides. You have no fear about these things. Providing our basic needs, the necessities of life. He'll provide your heat in the winter and your air in the summer. He'll provide your food. Trust in him. Another thing is concerning danger. Fearing danger so much, we don't want to go outside our house. What happens if the crossing the street and the car hits us so we never cross the street? There are people that literally live like this today. Matthew 8:26 talks about the fear of the concerning danger. No faith and trust in Yahweh. The other one's concerning working miracles. the fear that people are going to be stuck in a situation because man has given a sentence that Yahweh can't overcome this. In Matthew 14, 31, it talks about this. But this is another lack of faith that's been replaced by the demons of fear. And then another one is concerning food. Where are we going to get food from? How are we going to eat tomorrow? Every single person I've ever met that has been worried about food has never went or been able not to find some food. You see people say, well, there was a time where I couldn't go feed my family. Well, I had to go to wait on some government line and get food from the government. You got food from the government, then you got food. Yahweh will provide when you follow him. When you're living in fear, that's when you'll find yourself with the enemy taking you so over you so much that his demons have you have suicide thoughts in your mind. So you have a chance to listen to Yahweh, and Yahweh is going to take away all your fears. And Yahweh is going to feed you. Yahweh is going to clothe you. Yahweh is going to shelter you and give you all these things. But you're going to doubt Yahweh and have a lack of faith and be stuck in some park by yourself with no food to eat, with no shelter. And you're going to be so engulfed with this demon possession that you're actually going to think about taking your own life. The ultimate lack of faith in Yahweh. That's where so many people, it's so common out there today. It's so common out there today because of this battle that's going on. It says in Psalms 56, 11, in Yahweh I have put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. We will see how powerful these words deliver us, our grasp and heal our diseases. Put our trust in who? Is your trust in Yahweh? Do you trust that he's going to help you overcome these things? Is every other word out of your mouth what ifs and how comes and why nots? Or are you just praising and thanking Yahweh for providing? John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. If we are in fear, we are not made perfect in love. In other words, our fear prevents us from receiving his love. In fear, we are calling him a liar and telling him that we do not trust him. The kind of fear is unbelief. Unbelief. That's where so many people put themselves today. Fearing a wonderful creator and all he has to offer us. Revelations 21:8 says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and the idolaters and liars all have their part in the lake for burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. The fear, the unbelieving. Fear stems from unrighteousness, battling claims that Satan rules. It declares Yahweh is powerless to do anything about fear, and faith are equal in this. They are both deemed to be fulfilled. Fear focuses on temporal events and ignores the eternal and plays a central role in our earthly existence. We must overcome this. We must give it to Yahweh. We have nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. We must give it to Yahweh. If Yahweh wanted us to fear, Psalm 34 wouldn't say he would deliver us from it. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for Yahweh has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Yahweh did not give us a spirit of fear, so fear should have no home in us. Yahweh would never deliver us from something that he created in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fear is the enemy. Fear is the enemy. We start needing to realize that. We need to realize that. Fear is a demon. Instead of saying, I have fear about something, say I have a demon about something. Fear is demon possession. and it results in spiritual cancer. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. The enemy says he's prowling, trying to destroy and kill, and this is the way he does it. Fear and faith are equal. One will always replace the other. Fear is a form of occultism. It is the centerfold of the opposition to what Yahweh teaches. Fear comes from lack of faith. Bottom line, fear comes from lack of faith. So we must understand this and tell those demons to get out and to leave you alone. So whatever it is you fear, and there's so many subjects and so many topics, and there's this book, Biblical Foundations of Freedom, that brings them out from where the scriptures, where they are. And there's a prayer here. And pray this prayer right now with me, and ask the Rahada Kodesh to release you from the spirit of fear. Heavenly Father, in the name of Yeshua, I confess and repent for allowing, and then name the specific fear in my life. And I repent for all my generations. I ask you, Yahweh, our wonderful Messiah Yeshua, to forgive me. I purpose and choose to forgive myself from my heart for allowing this specific fear in my life. And I release myself from this fear in the name of Yeshua. And by the power of his blood, I cancel all of Satan's authority over me in this fear. In the name of Yeshua, I command this fear to go and be gone. And to the Rahadak HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, I invite you into my heart to lead me out of this fear. Please speak your words of truth to me about this situation. And then while you pray that, and pray that often, let the Rahada Kodesh speak to you and write down what he's telling you. And write down what he's telling you. And get along and do that every day. And each fear that you have in life, write those down and re-say that prayer with those fears. And re-say them. And understand, it should not be part of our lives anymore. Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, I let you with this morning. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart. And do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, Yahweh. Psalms 56, 3, and quickly wipes away. Praise our wonderful creator. He will provide all your needs. Not because I'm saying it, but he promises that. So trust his promises and trust him. Everybody, have a blessed day today, this new day that he has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Here I am. I am ready to receive everything you want and need. There is more. Here I am. There is nothing in the way. Oh, that you'd find my faith an open door. Oh, that you'd find my faith an open door. Let your presence cover me. Let your presence.